Hey there, scholars. I'm excited to be doing another money video for you. I know that money is one of those areas where a lot of you guys struggle. And so I want to address all of your questions and I want to be able to give you more insight whenever I get that insight. So one of the concepts that I want to share with you guys today is the one of the two highest expenses that you have in your life. And I want you to take a minute and think about what you think the two highest expenses are, and I want you to write them down. I'm going to give you a second. I want you to think about everything in your life, in your lifetime, currently, previously. What are the two highest expenses? It's kind of fascinating. Someone at a conference actually asked this question to me, and I got both the answers wrong. So I don't want you to feel bad if you do as well. So I'm going to start with number two. Number two highest expenses is taxes, which is crazy. And this is especially true if you are in one of the higher income brackets, which I hope you are. But whether you are or not, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you are working for somebody else, you are paying a lot of taxes. One of the things that this guy said that was so interesting that I hadn't really thought about, maybe you had, but I hadn't thought about it, is when we earn money, we pay tax, income tax on that money. So if you're working as an employer, they take it out of your check and you pay it at the end of the year, any difference, or you get some back maybe. And so you could be getting paid $100,000 a year, but your paycheck that you're receiving certainly doesn't reflect that exact amount because of the taxes that are being taken out. Same as an entrepreneur. We have to pay our estimated taxes, and at the end of the year, we usually owe money on the income and the profit that we've made in our businesses. So when you think about taxes and you think about paying taxes, you usually probably think about doing your taxes in April and what you owe. But the other thing that I thought was super interesting is that he also said once you get that money that you've already paid tax on, then you go to buy something and then you pay tax on that thing that you're going to purchase again. Now, unless it's a service like self-coaching scholars, you don't have to pay tax on it. But if you go to buy any other item, you are going to pay tax on that item. It's kind of fascinating to think about. It's almost like, you know, you're getting taxed on both sides of it. And so when you add up that tax, that's going to show as your biggest expense on your income and when you spend and on your property tax. Many of you, I was included, put a mortgage on there as one of your highest expenses. But you have to think about that. The property tax that you're paying on the house is insane, right? When you think about that, the income that you're using to pay for the house and then also pay the taxes on top of that. It's kind of fascinating. If you were to add up all of the money that you make and all of the money that you spend and all of the money that you pay in taxes, you would see that taxes is probably one of your highest expenses. Now, of course, there's going to be exceptions, but I think for the most part, we can agree that that's number two. Number one, you may not have thought about, and I want you to start thinking about this as a huge expense, lack of action. And this is really true when you think about how much money you make when you take action. So I did a podcast that's called The Worst That Can Happen. And one of the things that I thought about is how much it would have cost me in terms of my contribution, my personal growth, and my income had I not taken action on my dreams, had I not invested my time and my energy into creating this business that is the Life Coach School. That would have cost me way more than I have ever paid in taxes. The amount of income, the amount of energy and value and life experience that I have gotten back because I have taken action has paid me in so many ways. But one of the most important ways that it has come back to me is in money. And when I look at what a huge cost lack of action has been for so many of my coaches and so many of my employees, I start to understand that this really is true. When I see coaches with crazy potential, I know that they're amazing coaches. I know that there would be a huge demand. I know that they could make hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, putting themselves out there in the world, and they don't do anything, they don't put themselves out there, then I start to understand how much they are costing themselves by that lack of action. That is a huge expense. So when you're studying these money videos, one of the things that I talk about is not necessarily cutting back on what you spend, but much more on creating the value that you're offering to the world. And the way that you create value is by taking massive action. Now, one of the reasons why you guys don't take action is because you're afraid of failure. You're afraid of that discomfort. And so what I want to tell you is that that worry and that fear of discomfort that's preventing you from taking action is costing you so much money. So here's a terrible way to think about it, and I want you to think about it this way. When you don't take action, you're paying to not take action. You are basically taking all that money and just giving it to the universe, right? You're not even getting any value back from it because you're not taking action. It's almost like when I sit around and watch Netflix instead of taking action in that business, that is costing me like $100 an hour. So when you sit and watch Netflix for 10 hours, it's $1,000 that you could have made that you're not making. I want you to think that you're actually paying Netflix. You're actually paying the world, paying the universe in that money that could be in your bank account. This one concept alone can completely change your life. So many of us think that our income and our expenses are fixed and that we don't have any power or any control. But I want to tell you that your number one expense for all of you is your lack of action to go out there and create more value in the world so you can get that value back. And that value can be in your current career. That value can be in your side hustle. That value can be in your business. That value can be in the contribution and the value and the knowledge products that you're making for people and that they could turn around and pay you for. Now, I don't want you to be confused. When you're creating a lot of value in the world, sometimes you're not getting that direct payment from where you're creating value. But I guarantee you, it is a law of the universe. When you create value and you go out there and you ask for that value, when you create it and you ask for the money and you're not afraid of the money, you will be able to create more money than you ever imagined. But you have to take action. So please, my friends, get out there. Be willing to fail. Be willing to be uncomfortable because it absolutely pays. I want you to remember when you're uncomfortable and when you're failing and when you're afraid of failing and when you get up and try again, you will get the pot of gold at the end of that. That is how it has worked for me and that's how it's worked for all of my clients. So please don't pay to not take action. All right. See you guys in the next video.